Weird.
Oh my God, you sound normal today.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't sound like you're fucking talking from 6.5 miles away.
I think you're just coping.
We literally edited the fucking recording.
Yeah, I had to bump you up all the way anytime you spoke.
Weird.
Yeah, you're weird.
I think you're weird.
I mean, I know I'm weird, but at least my audio sounds crisp and clean all the time. You sound like you're speaking from under the fucking jungles of Africa.
You're a scruffy looking nerf herder, right?
You just compared me to Han Solo. I'll take that. Fucking fastest ship in the galaxy, bitch. And Harrison Ford was like, no, Harrison Ford was considered like inordinately attractive during his time, like during his stint in the Star Wars trilogy. So you just called me attractive and sexy.
I mean, it's definitely not portraying to the thing we're doing the episode on today, but okay.
But you didn't deny the calling me attractive and sexy allegations.
I've never called you attractive or sexy.
But you didn't deny that I was. So therefore, you're agreeing with me.
No, just because I don't deny something doesn't mean
I agree. You still haven't denied it. See? Get shit on Exotic. And he's still silent, too. Like, damn. I knew I was sexy and attractive, but I didn't know I was that sexy and attractive.
I'm still waking up from my nap, so.
Uh-huh. And yet you still have not denied it. You know what? I love you, Exotic. Thank you. That's the confidence boost I needed today to be extra annoying during this fucking episode. Yeah, absolutely. Hey everyone, and may the Force be with you. Nikita here, back with another episode of The Force Unscripted. Today we're going to be talking about the newest addition to the Star Wars franchise from Disney, Rebuild the Galaxy, the Lego Star Wars series. I absolutely loved the entire thing. I know it's only 4 episodes, but I really enjoyed it. I think that Disney kind of played a really nice card as far as the Star Wars fandom goes. I feel like what they did is like probably the best way to tackle fan service for a series. I feel like they have a unique like way to do it, having, you know, Lego Star Wars in their arsenal. And I absolutely love that they played the card the way they did, because we got a lot of fan service and it didn't feel tacky because it's in a series that's inherently kind of goofy and comedic. And I loved every bit of it.
I was reading that like they gave the creators like full artistic freedom with whatever they wanted to do. So the fact that they included like self-deprecating humor towards Disney itself, like the sequel trilogy and that kind of thing, I think that's really cool. Like where Luke is like, you're telling me that I fucking grow old and go hide by myself and then kill myself by using the Force too hard? I don't want to go back to that.
That should have
died. I thought that was fantastic. See, I do enjoy the self-deprecating humor, the stupid silly stuff that they did, like Grievous being a Jedi rebel person but still having the same like personality. That was fun. The Jawa Sith, the Yub Yub Sith,
the fucking Ewoks in the ships going yub yub out of hyperspace. I laughed so hard. I snorted. Like, I full on water came out of my nose.
Fucking Darth Jar Jar, Yusa gonna get hurt.
I'm surprised the first thing Nikita didn't bring up was Jabba being a fucking Jedi.
I knew you were going to say something about fucking Jabba. Yes, I got a little horny, but that's beside the point, okay? Imagine Jabba as a Force user in the bed with me. I imagined it.
I'm definitely not going to do that.
I'm pretty sure Luke found out exactly what that's like when he got crushed.
Ew. I mean, ew. with the fucking Darth Jar Jar, when he goes,
Misa the Phantom Menace. Misa always been the Phantom Menace.
Yeah, that shit was dope. Yeah, it was really good. The again, I really thought it was a very creative way to give fan service. I'm not gonna lie though, the Dark Falcon, like I wish they would have just called it the Black Falcon, because then it would have been like a Key and Peele reference, like the Black Falcon, and then a black woman ends up flying it. I love that.
I enjoy that Dev gives the witness the firepower of the fully operational Dark Falcon, and then shoots the fucking mini Death Star laser. I always enjoyed that quote from the Return of the Jedi.
Oh, the station is fully operational.
Yeah, I had a like my Christmas tree that I put up every year. I only put Star Wars decorations on it because my mom gets me a Star Star Wars ornament or five every year for Christmas. And one of the first ones I ever got was a mini Death Star 2 that had that quote like built in. So every time you click the button, it would just play that soundtrack from the movie.
The phrase gets me one or five Star Wars ornaments every year is crazy.
She gets me a lot. She used to only get like one or two because they were more, well, there were fewer of them back then, but nowadays they put out so many at Hallmark. She gets them all from Hallmark. Shout out to Hallmark for all the fucking ornaments. I love them. But nowadays she'll get me like six of them. Some of them I might already have, but you know, she doesn't remember all of the ones that she gets me. But I have Lego ones. I got full like action figure size ones, spaceships, dioramas. I got the whole fucking shebang.
Another thing you know, like there was a lot of small things that I liked in the series. Another thing that I really appreciated was the fucking Ackbar clones. I love that.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Just a bunch of fucking Ackbars running around screaming, "It's a trap." And then Yoda was like, "This is a trap."
I also like that, like, Yoda got to do the hippity flippity flops, the same things that he basically did in episode 3 when he was fighting Sidious too.
And when him and Obi-Wan were fucking up the clones outside the temple.
Oh, you know, I forgot about that scene. You're right.
It was like almost the exact same choreography.
Speaking of choreography, it's crazy that the Lego series had better fight choreography than the entirety of the sequel trilogy.
Disney kind of learned their lesson with the choreography. Everybody complained about the fucking lightsaber dueling so much that I'm sure nowadays whenever they put in anything lightsaber, they're like, bring in the best guy. Bring in the guy who did that one choreography that everybody really liked.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it in The Acolyte, and then we also, like, I mean, the Darth Devastator fight versus, like, his Sith apprentices, like, that fight went kind of hard, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm almost proud of you. Almost.
I also like the cameos because we get to, like, to hear Mark Hamill again, and then we also got to hear what's his name, Sam Witwer as Maul
humming the fucking Duel of the Fates song as he comes out of the ship. That was great.
I also enjoyed that they made him like a Lando type, but then they made Lando the Landalorian.
Obviously setting us up for a sequel to Rebuild the Galaxy.
Exotic, you've been surprisingly silent. No thoughts? Head empty?
I mean, it was okay series.
Okay. Hello? Excuse me.
I'd like to add a poll to the website to remove Exotic from the podcast.
like this is okay. I'm not even like joking. This is easily top three Disney Star Wars series.
That's crazy.
How is it crazy? Okay. Like even if you didn't say top three, top five for sure. Because like what? The only thing I can see that's like for sure better than this is like Acolyte and Andor. Yep, I'd give this number three for sure. The Clone Wars was mostly done by Cartoon Network. You can't even call it a Disney series.
Season 7.
Okay, yeah, but season 7 was only good because Cartoon Network worked their ass off for the first 6 seasons.
So it's still considered a series by Disney.
No, it's considered an ending of a series by Disney. It's not a series by Disney. This was wholeheartedly done by Disney. Any full Disney project like considered, this is definitely top three.
No, definitely not top three.
Okay, then where would you rank it? Or not even where would you rank it? What would you rank above it?
Bad Batch, Acolyte.
You would rank Bad Batch. Wait, hold on, stop, pause. You would rank Bad Batch above this.
Yes.
No shot.
Yeah, I would.
No shot. Maybe if you talked about Bad Batch, like season one, sure. I'll give you that. Bad Batch as a whole, absolutely not. They fumbled that bag so bad with season three. Like, no. I can't believe you thought this series was only okay. Can we vote him off the island?
Go for it. I can go back to sleep.
Do you really believe that you're just being competitive for no reason?
No, I mean, it wasn't bad, but I mean, it wasn't top fucking tier.
Okay, what about it could have been better, Mr. Exotic?
It could be longer.
How you know we're not getting more? You don't know we're not getting more.
Let's be real. Knowing our fan base.
You know what? I want to be mad at you and try to fight that, but you are absolutely fucking correct. I hate Star Wars fans.
Yeah, okay, but this series is intentionally stupid and everything. Like, they're not going to come in and be like, oh my god, fucking Plagueis was in this and there were two girls and they maybe had a fucking shared a look one time and so they must be gay and this is woke. Like, that's literally, this show is some fucking Legos doing stupid shit, which has always been the Lego MO.
But the entire Star Wars fandom will find something to complain about it.
Sure.
And then Disney's gonna take it too far and be like, okay, y'all all hate it then. Let's just stop doing it.
I mean, I even mentioned that like I think I said this in our episode about like video games, was like, I absolutely love Star Wars and y'all know me, I'm goofy goofy. I love to laugh. So like comedic Star Wars is always going to be top tier for me. Maybe that's why I rate it so highly. But like the goofiness, the fan service, the plot, the choreography, like I thought it was all well done. The voice actors were all perfect for their characters. Like I loved it.
I mean, most of the shit I see on Twitter is only like good, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I'm only seeing good things about it on Twitter. I'm not seeing anything. It's like, oh my God, this sucks. Wait, here we go. Let's Star Wars theory. Let's see what this guy says.
Oh God, please no. I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to hear about him. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy and his fans. They're Star Wars fans and they're fans of him. Fuck him. Fuck all of them.
Did he even do anything about Rebuild the Galaxy?
I sure hope he doesn't. If he does, I will deadass do an entire solo episode shitting on him and his stupid opinions.
Dude, fuck, he's been getting so much hate.
He deserves it. He fucking deserves it. Kind of lost the plot here.
Anyway, I'm not seeing bad shit about this show. So, I mean, Acolyte, they were dropping, you know, nasty grams within like 20 seconds of the show being released. So, I mean, I feel like maybe the public fucking words, man. Getting old.
It's okay. We know you're not hard. The best of words. I do be hard.
Jabba was in there. We all know why you're hard.
Okay, yeah. Look, shut up. Anyways, Twitter, Star Wars Twitter specifically is typically a good litmus test to see like how well a series is doing. So I haven't seen anything negative about it. If Winchy hasn't seen anything negative about it, that means it's pretty well liked.
Way to go, Star Wars fans, for not being pieces of shit.
That you lying now. That's libel. Or is it slander? Which one's the spoken one?
Slander?
I think you're right.
How is that slander though? It was a positive comment.
Okay, it was a positive lie.
Okay, that's fair.
Star Wars fans can ruin fucking anything. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how you ruin a series like The Acolyte, and I sure hope they don't do the same thing to Rebuild the Galaxy, because I would absolutely love another season. Even if it stopped right there at the four episodes and they didn't continue it, I still think that it's pretty good. And I you know, honestly, I don't think they will release more episodes, because like where they stopped it makes sense. Like it's a nice little kind of teaser fan service cliffhanger that, you know, follows the end of a basically complete storyline. And that was another thing about the storyline that I liked. I liked that the character could not undo his fuck up. Like I love that he just had to, you know, take it in stride and live with this new galaxy that he accidentally created. I love that part.
Like, the main thing I didn't like about it is like, yeah, it was fan service, but I feel like they could have done like this style in a different way.
What do you mean?
Like Legos? I know. I'm just talking about like, instead of making a Lego series, make an actual what if series.
I mean, that's true, but I thought this was a really clever way to do a what if series. Like if you were going to do it from Disney's perspective, because any other way is going to get picked apart, especially because like if you try to do live action, it's going to get picked apart if like people aren't the same. If you do a animated series, it's going to get picked apart because, well, why did you do this one instead of doing this theory or whatever. I think that there's less room than what they have with Marvel to not fuck up.
Plus, like, by doing a Lego thing instead of, like, an animated one, people can't be like, oh my god, the Clone Wars was so much better, the animation or whatever. Like, because it's an entirely, like, different media, you can't just sit there and, like, compare it to The Bad Batch or Tales of the Jedi or whatever and be like, Tales of the Jedi was so much better, but because it's fucking Legos. Plus, like, this whole thing, they can market to kids way better than any of the other stuff can either, because it's Legos and silly, and like parents don't have to worry about their kids like watching someone die or something brutally in The Bad Batch or what, or getting tortured or whatever, right? Because it's
or
just
watching perceived Legos. Space lesbians.
Yeah, it's literally just Legos.
Yeah, like I think,
although I
think
I don't know, because like Leia and Greedo, they might complain about that, you know.
Yeah, that part was a little ugh, but I mean,
interspecies relationship.
Yeah, they're gonna complain about that, I'm sure. But
I really do think this was the right move from Disney though, like just like from a series perspective, because like I don't know, Lego Star Wars is kind of unfuck upable. Like you really can't do it wrong, and I think that that's a smart move from them, especially since like a large amount of the fandom thinks that they did The Acolyte wrong. So I feel like this was like a good like little recovery move.
It's definitely a good like filler piece that they throw in until the next Star Wars project.
And like most people don't ever complain about the Star Wars games being bad. For instance, Brick 3PO, like one of the very few freaking Star Wars things he's ever done is play the games and the Lego games, and he gets a lot of his content or knowledge from that. So I mean, people are familiar with the genre. The genre does well, even though like half the games they release are just like the previous games, you know, merged into one or whatever with like slightly better graphics and whatnot. Like the games do well, the games play well. They hold up well to the test of time because, again, it's just fucking Legos. Yeah, I think this was a good media for them to do this in.
I love how in one foul swoop, you just absolutely destroyed all of Brick3PO's credibility by saying that all of his Star Wars knowledge comes from the video games. He's our fucking fact checker. You weren't supposed to out him like that.
I had to out him like that.
You know, it does make sense, though, because, I mean, like, even
his name little, is Brick3PO.
Even his little animation thingy, his little character is fucking a Lego C-3PO.
It was literally his whole fucking theme. God damn words.
This now marks the second episode, by the way, where you've said thank you to absolutely no one. You did it last episode too, and I was like, who the fuck is he thanking? It was in the verses. I was like,
I'm thanking my damn brain. I'm thanking my alter ego, the voice in my damn head, for figuring out the stupid word I'm trying to think of.
I hope this continues to be a trend where you like can't figure it out and then you finally do and you're like, thank you, brain.
Dude, look, there's the outer me, that's, you know, my IRL persona, and then there's my inner brain that is Wenshi, and Wenshi just can't figure out the fucking words for some reason.
It's Wenshi thanking Hunter, is that what it is?
No, it's Hunter thanking Wenshi.
Somehow I feel like
when she's the inner brain, when she's the voice in my head.
Aren't you your own inner brain, though? You're just a brain piloting a meat slab.
Look, I've seen some studies recently where they're like, oh, people say they have a voice in their head, but really the voice isn't actually like saying anything the majority of the time, but they just perceive that it says things in their head. Mine never shuts the fuck up.
I feel that.
Every single thought I've ever had was the voice in my head saying some shit out loud.
Every thought that I've ever had has just come out of my fucking mouth because there's nothing to stop it.
We know.
Shut the fuck up.
Darth Jar Jar just really made the whole series, in my opinion.
I'm still trying to figure out what that little like blue teddy bear was.
That was the fucking Yub Yub Commander, right?
The blue teddy bear?
Yeah, the Sith apprentices.
Wait, which one are you talking about?
There's only one blue teddy bear looking motherfucker.
The one of the Sith guys?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Darth Nubs? That guy?
Yeah. Nubs.
I don't know who. No. Darth Nubs.
Nubs is from the fucking kids show.
Yeah. He was a Jedi initiate.
That's why. Yeah. I've only watched a little bit of that show. Yeah, he's from the kids show. So that's fan service for the kids.
Yeah, so they'll love that shit.
I was thinking of the Ewok with the Yup Yup Commander shit.
That was a fucking
Legends thing.
It was a puppet though. It was a puppet that like Wedge glued to himself and pretended to be an Ewok pilot in a TIE fighter.
Yub Yub Commander.
And then when they flew out of hyperspace going Yub Yub. I love it. I loved it.
I love that 3PO was a bounty hunter.
And an all golden Naboo class fighter.
Yep.
Bro, his ship was pimped the fuck out though. Motherfucker was flying in fucking high cotton.
I do appreciate the fact that they included the fire spray in it.
Oh, as Greedo's ship?
Yeah, even though Boba, you know, isn't in the show, the fire spray is still my favorite ship in the Star Wars galaxy.
They even gave it the Rodian ears, too.
Thought that was pretty funny.
I liked Surfer Dude Luke that was pod racing and fucked up Maximilian Rebo.
Yo, Jedi Vader and fucking Grandmaster Palpatine was fucking hilarious too.
We're supposed to have unlimited power.
And then Vader screaming, "That's my boy!" Like that shit was hilarious.
isn't like the redeemed Vader, like the all white Vader, isn't that like fan art as well?
Yeah, it is actually. And of course we've mentioned it, but Jedi Jabba, truly a sexual miracle for me, honestly.
The Jedi robes and everything.
And he wasn't even slimy. That's a disservice to me and all Jabba lovers out there.
But he's not slimy like any of the Lego stuff.
Oh, you know, and another thing I forgot. Their fucking ship. The fact that it's a sand crawler on AT-AT legs and can fly in fucking space is quite the mental image.
A lot of those spaceships were like, they're crashing in the beginning and they put the fucking walker legs on the ships. They don't crash and it can run.
The shout out to the Uglies was pretty cool too. The X-Ties and the TIE Wings.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good fan service.
Yeah, every single thing in the show essentially was some form of fan service, which is great.
Great fan service. Absolutely loved it. Great redemption from Disney as far as the series goes. I really enjoyed it. Apparently Exotic didn't enjoy it as much as I did, but if I had to give the series like a overall rating, I'd definitely give it like a 9.5 out of 10. Like I loved it. I was smiling the entire time. I was laughing the entire time. It was truly a feel-good Star Wars experience, which I feel like I have not gotten since the release of the prequels. Like it really did make me, it took me back. It made me feel like, you know, a happy, giddy kid watching Star Wars, having a great time, and just absolutely being, you know, uninterrupted in my enjoyment of a series. And I truly love that.
You know, Brick 3PO actually DMs a Lego Star Wars campaign for me and a couple other guys. And I feel like this show's going to give him a lot of ideas that he can incorporate into our game. And playing the Lego Star Wars D&D and then watching this, like the fun that we have in both watching this and playing the game, just the stupid goofy stuff that we do, I really enjoy that. It makes me feel like a kid again, where I can just like rip off my arm and throw it at somebody or whatever, or make a droid fast food restaurant and then fill the food with explosives so that they die whenever they eat the food. We just do dumb, silly stuff like that. And I appreciate that Disney really, really leaned heavily into the dumb, silly stuff.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to our episode about Rebuild the Galaxy, the Lego Star Wars series that just came out. Be sure to check it out. I forgot to give a spoiler warning in the beginning, but I mean, if you're watching or listening to this episode, then I mean, you probably knew you were going to get some spoilers anyway. But with that being said, be sure to follow us on all social medias, guys. Twitter, formerly known as X, at Force Unscripted, The Force Unscripted on every major podcasting platform, wherever you decide you want to get your podcast picks from. And don't forget to check out our new website, theforceunscripted.com, where you can leave us a review or a voice note that may or may not be played on the show. We've already gotten a couple of reviews. Thank y'all so much, you know, for leaving those for us. We love getting to hear from our fans and stuff. It's nice that you guys kindly finally have a place where you can like collectively submit your submissions and all that. So be sure to check it out. But until next time, peace out, Girl Scouts. May the Force be with you, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Oh, goodbye.
Later.